Today we get the honor and privilege of talking with Rich Epp. Rich Epp is the CEO of Open Spaces Sports Incorporated out of Colby, Kansas for the last 15 seasons. Rich, you started Open Spaces Sports in 2009. Now you've been broadcasting 55 years. You were the play-by-play man for Illinois. Kind of talk about why you started Open Spaces Sports Incorporated.
Well, John, thank you for having me. My wife and this is kind of a strange story, but I'm going to give it to you. I was broadcasting the Colby High School sports on the local radio station, and when they had a change in ownership, I was doing those games since 1993 up through 2008, and I actually had my own booster club because the radio station didn't sell and didn't do the games, and I had somebody tell me, why don't you go do the games and start your own booster club and pay the station to do your games? And that's exactly what I did, and it worked from 93 until 2008, when the new ownership took over and they decided we want to do our own selling of our own sports. We want our own guys to do it, which was fine. And but then that left me basically homeless, so to speak, when it came to broadcasting. And I had a couple of guys that were friends of mine who said, why don't you consider video streaming? Nobody's doing it in Kansas. It's coming. It's something that's going on both coasts. And so I went out there and we started Open Spaces Sports in 2009, August, and the rest is history. We started doing just with Colby, then we added Hoxie and Oakley, and along with Sharon Springs, and about 3 years later, and Northern Valley about 5 years ago, and it's been better than I ever thought it would be. God has been good.
Well, Rich, you spent 2 seasons at Illinois play-by-play. Kind of talk about the Illinois job and how you decided to move back to Kansas.
Well, I went there in 1976, and I stayed through the 78-79 seasons. It was a glamorous job in terms of, you know, I mean, you get to see a lot of great athletes, NBA players, NFL players I had the opportunity to do, but it wasn't financially very lucrative back in the mid-70s. And we lived in Danville, Illinois, right outside of Danville, which was about 25, 30 miles from Champaign. And I was gone all the time. My wife didn't know anybody. She was raising our kids. We had 2 girls, and then she was pregnant and had our third child, a son, which was born in February of 78. And Kay Melia, who was running KLOE, which is where I worked from 1970 until 1976, called me and said, Rich, would you consider coming back to Colby? You can have the sales territory completely east of Colby and every community out there. You can sell whatever, TV and radio both. And I said, man, let me think about this. I said, I'm making about $14,000 a year was what I was making. And I said, you think I can make a little more than that at KLOE if I come back to Kansas? He said, Rich, I think you can make at least 20 and maybe more. Well, yep. I told my wife that, and she said, what are we waiting on? And I then called him back. I knew she wasn't happy in Illinois. I knew we weren't making any financial progress, really. And so I said I'd take the job. I moved back, and he let me continue to do sports, but I was in charge of everything east of Goodland when it came to sales for KLOE radio and television. He told me I'd make $20,000 my first year. It turned out I made actually about
$34,000. Wow.
So I think I made the right move. Now, Did I leave something I really enjoyed and loved? Yes. And I don't regret that we left, because God always has a plan. And little did I know in 1979, when we moved back to Kansas, that in 2009, 20, you know, however many years that is, 30 years later, that I would have my own company, my wife and I, and would employ 15 or 16 people and satisfy thousands of people so they could watch their granddaughters and grandsons, uncles and aunts, nephews and nieces could watch family that they couldn't see otherwise.
Well, Rich, that's why we've called you tonight for the interview. One of those kids that you watched in Western Kansas grow up, great basketball player. You called him a little bit on the radio at Colby Community College. Mikey Dole, after 8 years at Goodland as the head basketball coach of the Goodland Cowboys, has become the Beloit Trojan head basketball coach pending board approval on Monday night. He's going to replace Ryan Eilert. What are the Beloit Trojans getting for a head basketball coach?
In one word, you're getting a winner. And he's proven that the last 3 or 4 years, having actually taken Goodland Cowboy basketball to the championship in 3A in back-to-back seasons. And I'll tell you how good he is. Goodland hadn't been to the state tournament in basketball until 2 years ago, since about in the middle 90s, when Don Smith was the coach of the Cowboys at that time. Mikey Dahl had a really good high school athletic career in Goodland. He came to Colby Community College. He was part of a Trojan basketball team that played in the Jayhawk Conference, and it's a tough conference, and he knew his role. He was very coachable, and then he went and finished his college career and started his high school coaching career in Rexford at Golden Plains High School, and then from there he went, I believe, to Syracuse, and from Syracuse back home to Goodland. And in every step in that journey, he's made progress, and he's influenced kids in an extremely positive way. He's not just a great coach. He's a very good teacher, and he's an even better person.
Well, Rich, he had a couple all-staters that didn't hurt anything. A lot of times it's not the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes on the team, and I think a lot of coaches bail on their team after some of those kids graduating sometimes, and whether that's the fact or not, the bottom line is he was had a one-win season his first year, then built up to 3 wins, 4 wins, 14 wins 3 years ago, and then 22-4 and 22-4 the last couple years. Lost to Wellsville 2 years ago in the state tournament. Lost to Heston. Brumbaugh was an all-state player, and then anybody that gets to coach an athletic specimen like Lincoln here really appreciates it. Just kind of talk about Mike Dahl and how he got those great athletes and the rest of the team to gel the last couple of years.
Well, I think Mike Dahl would tell you that it's the players and it's the kind of kids you have. And boy, did he have some good ones the last several years. I can't even put into words how athletic Lincoln Cure is. And I hope for him nothing but the best at Kansas State. Like everybody knows, I think, that has followed sports, that he could have had an opportunity to go to Oregon, could have gone to Texas A&M, could have gone to KU. He elected to go to Kansas State. They tried to lure him away from Kansas State, even as recently as a couple of weeks ago, for a lot of money. And he decided to stay where his roots are, so to speak, in the state of Kansas, and he's going to go to Kansas State and follow in on his commitment there. A phenomenal athlete. I mean, this kid is probably going to win 3A in the hurdles, in both the 100 and the 300 hurdles at the state 3A track meet in Wichita. He can catch a pass with a one hand. I saw him do it multiple times this past two seasons. And basketball, you know, he wasn't a perimeter player. He was an inside guy that fans love to see him dunk the basketball. And I think last year he dunked in every game that he had his junior year, all but about one game maybe or two. I mean, the guy is a freakish athlete. Then you put a great shooter with Brumbaugh in there, and you go with Mull, who's a good guard. I mean, they had the perfect setup, really. They had three guys starting their offense, and starting for them was 6'6". Three up. Cure was one of them, and then, of course, Brumbaugh, 6'6 guard. Who wouldn't like a 6'6 guard, John? Everybody would, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would, sir.
So those are the kind of kids. Mikey Dahl developed those players. Goodland's got some good kids coming up. He didn't leave that cupboard empty, but he's going to Beloit. Beloit's a winning town. You know that. I know that. I've known it forever. Former Colby coach had great success there in football, Greg Coney.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So
he's going to go, and he's going to build his program. It'll be good, really good.
Well, Rich, if anybody hasn't watched Open Spaces Sports Incorporated, they're not a sports fan, and we appreciate your time and your effort. In 55 years of broadcasting, you're one of the best in the business, and I appreciate your time and appreciate the information on new boys basketball coach at Beloit High School, Mike Dahl.
Well, thank you very much, John, and have a great summer, and look forward. I hope you have great success next fall doing the broadcast you're going to do.
Thank you, sir.